The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 23 September 2019. Steve Elkins down there in Florida. And talking about this Vanderhagen, just today in Macomb County, well, he was set free. Now, this Vanderhagen expressed his anguish on social media, assigning the blame towards Judge Rancillo for her role in the custody hearing. As a result, Rancillo complained about her safety, and the Macomb County Sheriff's Office charged Jonathan with malicious use of telecommunication services to protect her from Vanderhagen's free speech. Now, this judge tried to garner sympathy in the courtroom earlier in the week by claiming on the stand that she received numerous death threats because of Vanderhagen's social media post. Now, Rancillo had hoped an example would be made of Vanderhagen so the little people would know the consequences that resulted from speaking ill of the hierarchy. It wasn't just one post, she said, while attempting to produce crocodile tears. It was a compilation of it all. I was scared something was going to happen to myself, my children. She didn't give a damn about his children, but her children are important. The death threats I've been getting as a result of this stuff is horrifying. I'm terrified. It continues to this day. Well, Rancillo's sentiments were ultimately rejected by the jury, who found that Vanderhagen's First Amendment rights were more important than her subjective feelings. While Vanderhagen's life has been harmed substantially because of the court system's desperate to shield its own, justice was finally served today with a victory for whistleblowers against judicial tyranny nationwide. Yeah, you can see why, Steve, this has not been carried on any major news medias. You don't want to put this one out.
Do you have any copy?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any, the posting, what he actually posted that was deemed threatening, what did he actually say?
I don't know. They didn't bother posting it. I don't think it was anything, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the point I make, is that if it was serious, they would have posted it and told you what he said. They don't make their case very well.
Well, it was just a judge that was getting crap from people, right. And I don't know. I think what Vanderhagen might have done was just put on a social post exactly what happened to him. And it was people looking at this and going, these damn judges.
Yep.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. That sounds like it.
Well, here's some bad news. You remember Lieutenant Colonel that was on this network for a while. Do you not?
Karen. Yep.
Karen Kwiatkowski.
Yep.
Well, recently she came out, as a matter of fact, today, this is off of Lou Rockwell, and thanks for sending it to me. She writes that JFK warned the citizenry about an announced need for increased security that would be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. Funny you brought out transparency last hour. Today, this is known as national security, and it's a term used to justify unethical and enormous amounts of secrecy that do not protect the public, but protect those in power and their corporate, financial, and political interest. Theodore Roosevelt said that JFK warned the citizenry about the announced need for increased security, and that would be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. Today, this is known as national security, and it's a term used to justify unethical and enormous amounts of secrecy that don't, in any way, shape, or form, folks, protect the public, but protect those in power and their corporate, financial, and political interest. Well, this is exactly what Julian Assange did, and many others have and are doing, like independent alternative media outlets. Transparency is what Julian Assange was all about, and the American empire, or more so the global empire, has been desperate to keep its secrets and prosecute anyone or anything that threatens their secrecy. And that's what this is all about, and they proved that with Chelsea Manning. Now, it's not just people like Assange who are being demonized and hunted, it's alternative media as well. The war on fake news that's been happening for the last little while has forced alternative media outlets that are presenting credible information to be deemed as fake. Any media outlet, whoever questions a controversial issue, is made out to be wrong or fake. Who has been hired to do this work? Well, one example is news browser extension NewsGuard, which promises to help readers pick out fake news. However, when you drill down on NewsGuard, it's funded and run by the individuals that run the CFR, the Atlantic Council, and other prominent elite figures. Now, the writer says, I recently came across a post written a few months ago by Karen Kwiatkowski. The FBI, Pentagon, and CIA are interviewing Assange, Kwiatkowski writes. She says, interviewing is the wrong word. I'd like to say doctoring him, because it would be more accurate, except that the word implies some care for a positive outcome. Chemical Gina has her hands in this one, and we are being told that Assange is being treated with, I don't even, Steve, it's known as BZ. Do you know what that stuff is?
No, I do not. BZ.
Well, it's Q-U-I-N-U-C-L-I-D-I-N-Y-L, benzylate, and it's known as BZ. And the explanation...
Probably a psychotropic, I assume.
Yep. Well, BZ is a powerful drug that produces hallucinations. Soldiers on BZ could remember only fragments of their experience afterwards. As the drug wore off and the subjects had trouble discerning what was real, many experienced anxiety, aggression, even terror. And this is the New Yorker that was reporting, and I'm quoting their own story. The drug effects lasted for days, and at its peak, volunteers were totally cut off from their own minds, jolting from one fragmented existence to the next. They saw visions, Lilliputian baseball players, competing on a tabletop diamond, animals or people or objects that materialized and vanished. And she went on. She says it's difficult to know if the state is more sociopathic or more psychopathic. What U.S. government employees and or contractors are currently doing to Julian Assange and those who may have used WikiLeaks as a journalistic avenue may indicate it is the latter. Torture, isolation, brutality, and the use of psychotropic drugs during interrogations and hiding this form of defendants' own lawyers by denying them access. Allow me to get to the point. The latest word I've received from England is as follows. Julian Assange is presently under close observation in a prison hospital because he has suffered severe transient psychotic episodes. My sources indicate these episodes occurred after two sessions of coercive interrogation at the hands of the UK and US officials. The sources stated the Humint interrogators used psychotropic drugs in the course of the sessions. And she goes on to say, there are no words. Nothing can be said. 2 + 2 = 5. The FBI is our own special Cheka. The CIA director's hands are wet, and her organization does not serve American values. Rather than choosing to stay secretive for national security, the modern CIA must stay secretive in order to survive, because it has become functionally illegal. Our president, who puts America first, is putting American values last, even as he tweets his concerns for freedom of speech. The agenda is to destroy Assange as a human being, and they may well succeed in doing this evil deed. In all of our names, America herself, whether we put her first, last, or somewhere in the middle, will have dug her own grave. Now, the writer says, I came across an interesting post by Greg Beam. In it, he brings up the Johannes Gutenberg, the man who first introduced the printing press to the world, and how that single act created a free press. And it goes into the history. But, Steve, you know, we were questioning, will Julian Assange ever see the inside of a U.S. courtroom? No. Because what's going to be left here is a hollowed out man. He's going to be mentally destroyed.
Yeah, true.
And what did they put out a couple of weeks ago? Oh, well, we're going to keep him in prison because he's a flight risk. Look, when you're as famous as Julian Assange, the only way that you wouldn't be recognized if you took up residence on the dark side of the moon. And, gee whiz, Steve, I thought that people that were let out of custody and there's deals worked with the government or their protective law enforcement overseers, it's as simple as putting a strap on you, a little strap around your ankle. Go outside of the bounds of your restricted area, alarms go off, guns show up with a lot of badges, and guess what? You're not going to have a very nice day. But they were afraid that this man, and the word they use was he is going to abscond with himself. Steve, I'm telling you, this is sending a message to all journalists. Now, whether they're going to get angry and stand up, or they're going to quietly fold like a cheap suit, I don't know which.
I agree. You know, John, yeah, you're correct. If he were ever to go to court, be in a court of law, by the time he gets there, his brain will be mush. And yeah, the sad part about it is Donald Trump has used Julian Assange many times on the campaign trail. I can't remember how many times he's mentioned his name, but
yeah.
And then later on came back and said he knows nothing about WikiLeaks. And the government cannot make a case against Julian Assange that he jeopardized the military mission. What he did was shame the government by outing war crimes, atrocities. And that's what his crime is. His crime is because he shamed the United States government. He didn't cause any harm to our national security, no harm to our soldiers, did not jeopardize anything military-wise, but he shamed the United States government. That's the crime.
And if you look at the scenario, 2 weeks ago, Seth Rich's parents, oh, well, they're all pissed off. Somebody got to them. Their son was murdered.
Yeah.
And we believe the reason why he was murdered is he was the one that downloaded the information about the DNC, sent it over to Julian Assange, and Julian Assange put it out to the public.
Right.
And a couple of weeks ago, now here's parents that have lost a son. They've never been given a credible answer as to why his son was killed or why their son was killed, but somebody got to him and said, look, you know, you either play this the way we tell you, or some very bad things are going to happen to you.
Right.
That is my firm belief.
Yeah, I agree.
Now,
you know, it's Seth Rich case and the Michael Hastings, very similar if you look at it. They were doing good. They were outing the bad. and they paid with their lives.
Well, let's not forget John Pilger, what he put out last month.
True.
He says, do not forget Julian Assange or you will lose him. He right. said, I saw him in Belmarsh prison and his health was deteriorated, treated worse than a murderer. He is isolated, medicated, and denied the tools to fight the bogus charges of U.S. extradition. I now fear for him. Do not forget him. They're going to kill this guy.
Yeah, they are.
They're going to kill him. And I think everybody should be outraged because, okay, Julian Assange isn't quite like John Stadtmiller, did not rock the world with the release of that information. I get that. But we're a thorn in the side, and we're one of the few remaining out there that will relay stories like this. When they get done cleaning up, scrubbing everything up to make it look pretty for themselves, there's not going to be people like myself or you, Steve, or this network allowed to exist. I tried not to turn this into fear porn central and get everybody on edge and panicked and anxiety ridden and all that. But here's the basic bottom line. These creatures cannot meet us on a battlefield. They cannot compete with us. Our truth stands against their lives. And more importantly, we can prove it. The only thing they can do is run from it. So what have they chosen to do? Not tap into the good side of the human being. No, they've gone totally to the dark side. They mean to wipe out all the platforms and all the people that are trying to deliver the truth to not just the American people, but people all over the world. I am shocked, Steve, how many foreign listeners that we have from Brazil, from England, from Australia, from France, from Sweden, from Canada. We have listeners all over the place that are tuning into this program to find out exactly what the hell has gone wrong with the United States. Because guess what? They've already been through it. They're watching us, the last car on this freedom train that's getting ready to leave the station. They're seeing how we're dealing with it. And as Michael Irvin talked about, you lose hope, you lose everything. He's exactly right. This is an exercise designed to break you, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is designed to do. And unfortunately, with some people that I've seen, it's had the intended effect. But for others, like myself, it just makes me more infuriated and I just dig myself in deeper. Kill this
yeah,
kid.
John, I'm kind of getting an anger management problem these days.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am. I'm very irritated by, you know, I'm a peacemonger, I guess, and I'm angry that we see these kids out there, millennials, they're parading in New York today about climate change. They're so worried about that, but they don't seem to care about anything else. They don't care about stopping wars.
No.
These needless wars, endless wars, they don't seem to care about that. They just kind of care about the climate. That's all they seem to care about. And, you know, I've got grandchildren. I don't want to see their lives destroyed by war and drafts and things like that. And I'm bothered that there's nobody really care other than this network. There nobody seems to care in our listeners. Nobody seems to care to stop this. And all the lies we were told about getting out of Afghanistan and Iraq and bringing home the troops, it sounded great. We all bought it. We all bought it. We voted for Donald Trump, and then we get this guy that says, no, we're pressing forward. We're going to continue on. And I get very angry. I'm getting to a point where I'm just blowing my top all the time. You just want to go into your little shell and just say, I don't want to hear anymore because it's all bad. You know, you said this was going to happen to me, and I go through these spurts of,
yep.
I get very, very angry. And now we got Iran with the bullseye on it.
Well, just don't manage your anger by drugs.
No.
All right, let's take the break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to
started taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty.
All right, we are back. Todd in Long Beach, California. Hello, Todd.
Like to tell you a little what I've been in. I just finished up a bullying case with a certain school district here in California. Now, there's some caveats to this. My son's first set of attorneys, the entire law firm, Layfield and Barrett, they went to prison for stealing their client's settlement payouts. So, and in that, I discovered there was wrongful filings and all kinds of garbage that they did. So I still have that to whether I want to pursue it or not. But it's, you know, and another caveat is when I'm sitting in what are called inter-educational programs where you're there in a room with your son or your daughter who is on the spectrum, autistic or whatever it may be, and you have 8 people in front of you, all from the school district, the principal, the nurse, the speech pathologist, this pathologist, the teacher, the assistant to the teacher that's assigned to your child, and all this other garbage. But let me tell everybody, because I know you have a lot of listeners, the biggest problem with these IEPs And if you have a child that's autistic, you might want to just think very hard about keeping them, whether you want to keep them in public school or not. Hence what I'm going to say. The very first thing they do with autistic children in the state of California is they put them on a non-diploma track. So that means their education is going to be crap right from the get-go. Now, there's a caveat to that of me being a stay-at-home dad and the educator and the everything. I have my son doing geometry. This week, we're now up into the circumference and area of a circle.
How old is your son, Todd?
11.
Okay.
Now, you can hear in the background, with autism, a lot of people don't get it, is that it's the transitions that children with autism have trouble with. So if they're into one thing and they're in it, they don't like sudden change unless you give a pre-warning like, in 5 minutes, we're gone.
Right.
You know, we're going to do
right.
this or
right.
this has got to, this program, this computer, we're going to shut down the program.
It's a matter of routine, and you don't upset that routine. If you do, you're going to have a whole lot of acting out.
Oh, you will face their wrath. Let me tell you, I get it every day, all day long. But I'm sticking to my guns on being a great dad, and I'm sticking to my guns on I will sue the living shorts off anybody that lays a hand on my son. Now, I'm not going to take the easy route next time and stand there and let this happen number two or three or four times in a row. I'm going to take the parent and yank their ass in, and I'll let people figure that one out. But the point is the state of California also has a massive lawsuit. I don't know where it is and how it's going. It has to deal with a lawsuit filed up in Marin County against Marin County for exactly what I'm saying on what they do to autistic children. I mean, it's the state of California is in essence the picture to me of the teachers union, which I consider to be one of the most corrupt lobbying unions in the United States of America.
And I'll second that. Yep.
After what I've seen, I'm in a different world. I am very, very jaded towards any public education. I think, in my opinion, if I can bring my autistic son up to and I just looked at it like, okay, what can I do to him for him that can unlock something in his mind that he sees every day, which would help him later have functionality in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the real only things that children need to know is how to balance a checkbook. And that's math. That's addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. You got four of them right there.
But Todd, they weren't willing to teach your 11-year-old those things?
Are you kidding me? I'm in California. Once your child is diagnosed, you have to have big money to fight the system. And how it works is if you got a lot of money and you're worth a lot of money, your child will get services before other children will. And then all the other children that have no money ain't getting duty squat, but maybe the crumblings of the crumbs. And you can find this all over, not just in the services, but in the lawsuits.
Todd, hang on a second. Todd, hang on a second. I've got to go to the bottom of the hour break here.
Okay.
Are you hearing this, Steve?
Yeah. I've got some questions.
The great state of California. All right, hang on, Todd. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Back. We got Todd in Long Beach, California, having some problems with the school system. Abbreviated education for a son diagnosed as being autistic. Steve, you said you had a couple of questions here for Todd.
Yeah, Todd, I just want to commend you for, you know, doing what you're doing. I worked in the, I was in college, early college, going through my training in school for nursing ICU. I had to work in the group home system and seeing a lot of autistic children that were just kind of dumped there. The families couldn't deal with it, and I had to actually look after them and take care of them. So I just listening to how you're talking about your son and teaching your son and, you know, algebra and geometry and different things. I assume your son is Asperger's, correct?
No, he's autistic.
Asperger's is spectrum. Asperger's syndrome is a mild form of high functioning autism.
Yeah, yeah,
but it sounds like your son does not have.
We went through all that with the diagnosing and all this, and the lawsuit was like 3 years, and you come to a place where some things you have to take into your own account, which is I had to say, okay, do I want to keep seeing the same thing year after year with my son in this school system or do I want to make a change and give up a few things? Well, I gave up my career. Okay. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I'm the head bottle washer, the head educator, the head Billy Badass, because I'm also a black belt in karate. And when I saw the bullying, it does a lot to your head. It really does. That
Todd?
And
oh, there you
go. Yeah, hang on. I was just telling my son to stop making the dog bark. We have a German Shepherd. But so I decided that, you know, there are a few things in this world that I think that are going to help my son make it. Being educated in a public education situation is just not going to work. I've seen it firsthand, and here in California, it is the most major dumbing down of things. It's disgusting. My oldest, I'm just thoroughly disgusted at his education, and I'm really wanting to just yank him out of high school and just take his education. I have 3 college degrees, by the way, and I graduated with a 3.85 GPA from Cal State Long Beach. At that time, I was taking 27 units a semester. You do the figuring. You know how much that is. On top of that, I was getting my black belt in karate, doing 2 to 4 hours a day of karate. Okay? So I was very dedicated to my education, to my fields of study.
Todd, if you would, keep your answer short, because I didn't plan on you coming on the broadcast, but I'm glad that you did. And of course, Todd.
I think that it goes hand in hand with what you're talking about.
Yeah, no. It does, Todd. Just give me a second here. Just give me a second. Let me bring up John in Northern Michigan with Todd out there in Long Beach. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, John. And Todd, I ended up pulling my children out of school up here in Northern Michigan, and they didn't have autism. My wife works for Community Mental Health. And it's an epidemic. There are families with 2 children with autism. And my sister also has done a lot of research with the vaccine issue, but I'm really proud.
And your sister being John?
Mary Tolko. She was a host on John's network for quite a few years. So autism is very much a part of my world as far as having information about it. And you are doing the right thing. I'm giving you that credit. The school systems are totally useless for even children that aren't affected with autism. And they all have a niche.
What's that, Todd?
Well, I was going to say children...
Wait a minute. John, I have both of you talking at the same time. Todd, go ahead.
Yes.
For California, for starters, when Jerry Brown made a mandatory class for the state of California to implement, I forget when the year, I think it's this year, it's supposed to be implemented, where LGBT should be taught in or shall be taught to grade school all the way up. And I'm just going, you know, this is not what we need to sexualize our children. We have too many problems with the pedophiles already in the school system. Yeah. And I'm not going to get into that side of things from what I saw, because I saw a lot.
Yeah.
But just on the bullying side of things, the state of California is jaundiced, jaded. This place is a joke.
I understand. Okay.
For education, it's a joke.
Okay.
And the best thing for any parent in the state of California, because also the vaccine thing comes up here now too, is you're going to have to either homeschool or put them in a public school and
yeah,
knock
them up. But they've done away. Here's the problem with that, Todd. They've done away with the exemptions. So what they're telling you in California is you're going to be shot up with everything. And as we've discovered, and there is very, very, very compelling and convincing evidence that these damn shots that they're giving our children is the very thing that's causing the autism. This is the common denominator. It's not stuff that they're breathing or food that they're eating or the water that they're drinking. It's what these damn doctors are shooting them up with that's causing that autism.
And I'm familiar with all the CDC stories and the two doctors that came out of there and were became whistleblowers, Dr. Thompson and that other gentleman and all that. And my God, I have mounds and mounds and reams of stuff that I've read, books. You know, I have two friends. One's very super wealthy. His son was autistic, but he gave me ideas on approaches and stuff. He pulled his son out of public school, put him in a very, very, very high-end private charter school.
Yeah.
And my other friend, they just, you know, they're, you know, there is no way that I think there should be a revolution in another sense of the sense following Donald Trump and some of his ideas, and that's a revolution against the public education of the United States of America.
Todd, I don't know how long you've listened to me or this network, but I've said a lot on that particular subject. And our public school system was taken directly from the communist. This is one of the infamous 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, is to take over the schools and to use them as a transmission belt for their propaganda. And that's exactly what the schools are being used for. Now they're hypersexualizing.
I agree 100%. When you got all this with these Jane Doe's screaming their head off on a stage and they can't even balance a checkbook, yet they're going to tell me about climate change. And I'm like, you know, honey, you ain't barely out of your diapers.
Yeah.
And I've double nickeled already, so you need to just pipe your little pie hole down and start doing some research.
Understood.
Because you ain't got nothing for me.
All right, John, anything else you have for Todd?
Yes, Todd, the education that was introduced to the school system in the mid-90s was developed by David Rockefeller, Hillary Clinton, Ira Magaziner, and many others in the 80s. And they used Oregon, Michigan, and Pennsylvania as pilot states for this. We are now in like the fourth generation. So all of these 40-year-olds that are parents now, all they know is what they've been, is the same system. And so anytime you can get any of your children protected from that system would be the best thing. And as far as children with autism goes, I mentioned my wife works for community mental health. There are things to do with diet and also cleansing the body of certain things. A book that was written called Vaccine Safety Manual. You can buy used copies. That's the Vaccine Safety Manual. The foreword in that book was written by Dr. Russell Blaylock, a brain surgeon, a nationally known brain surgeon. And he explains a lot of the chemistry of what takes place with children that have been damaged by vaccines. And now if you haven't given them vaccines, then there are some other factors that can create the syndrome. But it's children, and children with autism, not autistic children. It's children with autism. It's not, you know, they don't have this thing that can't be worked with. And there's also a chance you can also call my sister.
Hold on, John. Hang on here a second. Todd, would you be willing to talk to John directly?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, I've done a
short answer. You said yeah. Now, hold on. John, would you do me a favor? I'm going to pull you both down, and I want you two to exchange phone numbers.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
You understand where I'm coming from, I think.
Oh, yeah. Brother, yes, I do. Todd, we'll see what we can do on our end. Maybe we can put forth some suggestions or some information that might be useful to you. I feel what you're saying. You're an educated man. I can tell by your voice, your phraseology, your depth of knowledge. I understand. And it's people like yourself that really do need help. So with all of that, Todd, I'm going to bring you down. John, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So go ahead and take them down and give me Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
A fascinating discussion. I was going to make a comment about Julian Assange, but I can tell you in New York, they use Medicaid pays for the schooling until they're 21, and then after 21, they look for a program or group homes to put them into.
Yeah, I wonder, though, if one of the caveats to that one isn't, yeah, but it's got to be government approved, or it's got to carry its curriculum for us to pay for.
Yeah. But I have found out that I work on a bus, and I occasionally will get on a bus with one of these people that have what I think is a genuine case of autism, and they seem to have problems in classes when they're around a lot of people, but when they're on the bus, what I try to do is keep them by themselves and keep other people from sitting next to them, and in which case the trip may last an hour, hour and a half, and they're fine.
Yeah.
They talk to themselves and make, you know, some kind of singing or some kind of repetitive motion, but they're left alone, and they're very sensitive to touch.
It's a shame. I for all the evidence that's been gathered, you know, Steve, how do you think we're going to do here with our battle against the 5G? I ran a story, the towers are going up in Cincinnati, and people are walking around going, what the hell is that? Well, they're installing their 5G. Up in Detroit, the Detroit Police Department just okayed for themselves the face recognition stuff, and guess what it needs? It needs the 5G to operate correctly. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you turn. You have a government, Ken, that's functioning as if it's the end-all, be-all, no arbitration, no argument. We know. Just sit down and shut up.
You mean dysfunctioning?
Yeah, more to the point, yeah. But we have these wonderful programs and these policies that they're continuing to do, and they have turned a deaf ear. They're protecting those that are literally destroying our families and our children, and they're being protected.
Well, at least in, although New York is not my favorite state, given that I live here, I have noticed that the people that come into the programs that I see, they do respond. You can ask them to sit down. You can ask them to move. You can tell them to do certain things. And they must have learned something either at home or in school along the way. And I'm wondering if it really comes down to the individual that's working with these people, whether they want to go the extra mile.
Well, I don't know, but Ken, I don't have any autistic children. Steve doesn't. But raising children in today's environment is hard enough.
Oh, God, yeah.
Imagine having a child that has been damaged by the infinite wisdom of the elite that they know better than you do. And you're left with the damage that has been wrought. And then they give you solutions that are not practical at all. And turning a deaf ear to people, they have been doing this for years. You know, they're aware of it. The CDC, the government's fully aware of what's going on and the evidence that's being brought. But they're not listening. In the meantime, they're scrambling your kids' brains like eggs.
I think Todd was saying something about he was looking for a case in California that might be relevant to what he was trying to get done. And I would suggest that if he has, several degrees, and I think that if he went to his local courthouse, he could probably find a legal library and find somebody who'd be more than happy help him find the case.
Well, I'm gonna see what John can do with this man on the immediate problem, and you know, as happened in the past, the things that we can contribute to, we definitely do. You know, we're just not a one-way tube here. We're not just spitting out the information. We'll bring it in and try to work with people as well. Anything else for us, Ken?
Yes, about Julian Assange. Why would they torture him unless maybe they thought somebody is afraid that he has something that he hasn't told yet, or he may have? Why not just make him go away like they've done with so many other people?
Too high a profile person. You know, there's too many people to give a damn about Julian Assange, and unlike, say, the other creature, Epstein, which I don't believe is dead, but, you know, who cared about Jeffrey Epstein? Absolutely nobody, except for the people that could get busted.
Well, his people did. Yeah,
exactly. But when you're dealing with something like this, Julian Assange, he's worldwide. I don't care if you're living in the outback of Australia, you've heard of Julian Assange. I don't care if you're from any town USA, you've heard of Julian Assange. It's well established what he's done. And like I said, you know, I think what they're going to try to do to deflect some of this stuff is to make him a mental vegetable and then bring him into court and say, well, there it is. There's not much we can do. But to outright kill the guy off, no, would be a no-no for them. But what you're going to see, if he ever does hit a court, is going to be a hollowed-out man.
I think Edward Snowden serves as a poster boy for where you can go and not be treated like that. Unfortunately, it is supposed to be our worst enemy.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Which makes me wonder.
I'll be honest with you, Ken. If I had a band of merry men, crack mercenaries, Assange wouldn't be in jail right now. I'd break him out.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Reminder on tomorrow's program, I'm going to have David Strait on for the 2 hours. Former Navy SEAL guy, former intelligence officer, former county sheriff's deputy. I could go on. But folks, you need to be here tomorrow for this program. He's been on a freedom journey for 30 years. Let's see if we can't bring him on tomorrow and rub some of that freedom off on you. Let me go to last caller of the day, Lenny in California. Hello, Lenny.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
I was going to call. I was calling about Antonio Brown, and I'll get to that. But I want to say something real quick.
Sure.
There's a TV show on called The Good Doctor about a so-called young genius who has Down syndrome and Asperger's or whatever it is. And I just want to warn the public that that is programming. That is programmed to get you to accept that this is functional and we can function as a society like this. Why they steady give your children shots to make you think that it's normal, and to bring this type of person or persons up and make them functional. Now, as far as what you were saying about
Antonio
Julian Assange.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Julian Assange. You're 100% correct. He's being chemically lobotomized as we speak. But you are also correct in the sense that he's too publicized, and his biggest fan is Pamela Anderson. So they can't just do away with him. They have to make it look like you're suggesting, and I'm thinking you're exactly right. They're going to chemically lobotomize him all the way, drag him into court and say, look, he was crazy all along.
Yep.
Okay, now. A friend of mine just flew back here from France, just landed this morning. The biggest New England Patriot fan that I know, and that if you knew him, you would say the same. And he, before he went to France back in January, we had dinner together. And I said something that maybe kind of astounded him at the time. I said, you know, if you took every athlete from Michael Jordan to Kobe Bryant to Tiger Woods, all of them, and Antonio Brown, and you had a scale, and you put all of them on one scale and weighed it down, and if you put Muhammad Ali on the opposite end of that scale, he would outweigh them because of what he stood for in life.
Yeah.
He understood that he was here to serve humanity, not to have humanity serve him.
And then how is Muhammad Ali portrayed? Yeah, he's the greatest boxer of all time, but he was just a mouthy dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way they want to portray him, but trust me, his vibe reaches farther than that. There's nothing they can do about that. Try as they may. It's too late.
Yeah.
But I thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Lenny.
You know, I want to make a comment real quick here, if he's still there. Lenny talked about the autism, and there's a government campaign out there basically to insist or suggest that autism is just in our DNA, and it expresses itself. Yeah. So when we start seeing rises in autism rates, it's not because of vaccines or anything else. It's simply in our DNA and expresses itself sometime in our lifetime.
Yeah.
So and which we know is nonsense. We can show the clear correlation of autism associated with vaccines and the bombarding of the very immature immune systems of why we're having this problem.
Exactly.
But they won't acknowledge that because, well, we're talking about deep pockets here. We're talking about lawsuits, and they would not upset that gravy train of income coming in with vaccines.
Right.
Billions and billions.
You're running me
that,
right out to the end here, Steve, and I hate to break in. But we're in an emergency situation here, folks. We need your funding, and we need it today. All right, I thought I'd have a little bit more time at the end of the program to do this, but you'll hear more about it tomorrow. But please make a donation today. Thank you, Steve Elkins. Appreciate it very much, my friend. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All righty. All right.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.